Hello and welcome to this edition of the Hick Chick Chat. I'm your host, Leah Guffey, and man, you can really tell that planting is coming on strong, knee-high by the 4th of July. Shoo-wee, we've already beat that by weeks. And speaking about how great the corn crop is, I got a chance to sit down with Rick Tolman, the CEO of the National Corn Growers Association, when I recently attended the Fuel Ethanol Workshop in Indianapolis, Indiana. Let's listen into our conversation and hear how things have been for Rick and what he's looking forward to doing post-retirement from the National Corn Growers Association. 2014, Indianapolis, Indiana, one of my favorite cities at the FEW conference this year, and Rick Tolman just got done addressing the general session. And Rick, let's talk a little bit about, you know, this year versus last year, and corn crop is looking really good, busting some five-year averages out there.
It really is. We got a little slow start because of the weather, but I think, again, we have this tremendous capability to get a crop in quickly when the window presents itself. And so we've gotten it in. Generally, moisture looks pretty good. The temperatures have been pretty good. So we're very optimistic. We have fewer planted acres than last year, but we think the yield should be higher this year. So we should be producing another, if not record, very close to a record crop this year.
At the end of last year, and I know we've addressed this 1,000 times, but we'll address it one more. At the end of last year, was it kind of mind-boggling to take a look at the growing conditions and then see the record crop that was harvested?
It really was. And of course, we were all really nervous because of the drought the previous year. And in 2012, we kept thinking, well, it's going to rain, and it didn't, and it just got worse and worse and worse. So all of last year, we had our fingers crossed, hoping that something wouldn't go bad. And when it turned out to be a record crop, we were just thrilled. But again, I think it shows the resilience that we have in this, in the germplasm, in the potential in the biotechnology. There's tremendous work that our seed industry has done. The changes in our tillage methods. I mean, the no-till. There's just been a lot of change, a lot of things that contribute to that.
It's ever evolving, and I think we're going to go forward here. You had a lot of comparisons today, this being the 30th annual conference, and it's kind of hard to think back that ethanol has really been on the forefront of conversation in this capacity for 30 years.
Yeah, I tend to think of it as a child or a young adult, and it's really really almost a middle-ager now. So it is, and it's so exciting to see the tremendous growth the industry's made. I think we take it for granted. We don't realize, I mean, we have how many ethanol plants now, and it's part of the mainstream. It's in almost every gallon of gasoline across the country, and it's in everybody's lexicon. And 10 years ago, that wasn't the case. We wouldn't have dreamed we'd be at where we're at now. Now, we moan and groan and complain about, well, we have this, we're dealing with the RVO, but, boy, we've made tremendous progress.
It seems to be going forward all the time. Now, some of the things you talked about where there were some comparisons that you went back over the last 30 years. Tell me, you know, just give me a little example. Where were we, you know, in planting? How many crops how many acres did we plant of corn in 30 years ago versus today?
We were, last year we planted 93 million acres. I think this year it's 91 million. 20, 30 years ago, we were in the 70s. We were 73, 72, 75 in that range. And that's kind of where we were. And we were, we produced 20 years ago about 6.3 billion bushels of corn. And it took quite a while for us to get to where we broke that 10 billion bushel threshold. That was really the kind of the holy grail. When will ever produce 10 billion bushels? We were at 6 and 8 and 9 and couldn't get to the 10. So last year we produced almost 13.9 billion. So we weren't at 10 very long. We blew through that and got up into the 12 and 13 billion. We've doubled the amount of corn that we produced in the last 20 years. That's pretty dramatic.
Is 300 bushels an acre, is that the next threshold that we're looking for, or have we already surpassed that?
In terms of capability, we can do that. We know that can be done under unique conditions. We had our corn yield contest last year. The winner produced 455 bushels to the acre. Obviously, that's hard to do across a wide acreage, but I think 300 as a national average is the next holy grail, and it's going to take us a while to get there because not all land is equally productive, and some places have less water than others, but that's what we know is that intrinsically the corn crop has that capability, the yield potential to do that.
Well, we don't really want to compare you to George Strait necessarily, but you know, you're kind of on the farewell tour as the CEO of the National Corn Growers Association, and it's been a great joy to work with you over the last several years. But let's talk a little bit about what comes after retirement for Rick Tolman.
Well, you know, it's I kind of choke on the word retirement. It was more the term NCGA used than I use. What I'm really wanting to do, this has been a great job, and I've really enjoyed it. It's been 14 years that I've been CEO, and I've had tremendous opportunities. I've been fortunate to see our organization grow and become more influential. I've long had a philosophy, Leah, that at some point you stay too long in this kind of a job, and you know, you mine your strengths and your weaknesses start to show. And I don't want that to happen to NCGA. It's too great of an organization. So, you know, for the last few years, I've been telling the board that sometime soon it's going to be time for me to step down so you get some new thinking, new innovations here. And so that's what's driving all of this. They haven't asked me to leave. I'm not unhappy. It's just it's my decision, and I think it's time for a change. What I want to do, too, it's a great job, but it's very intensive. There's something happening every day, some new crisis, we're involved in biotechnology and biofuels and trade issues and farm policy, you go on and on and on. And I've been a little bit of a neglectful father and husband and grandfather. And so what I'm hoping to do in the next few years is find something to do that's a little less intensive, that I can spend a little more time with family and doing some other things that I want to do in life.
They probably needed to clone a CEO instead of just having one person. Well, it's been a great 14 years. What are some of the biggest changes that you've seen come about since you came on as CEO?
Well, I think the two biggest trends would be the adoption of biotechnology. I started in 2000, and we were about 20-30% of our crop had a biotech trait, and now it's 90%. And that's just been dramatic and a huge change. And of course, the ethanol industry, that sounded a little trite, but the ethanol industry in 2000 wasn't very big, wasn't very dynamic. It was really 2005 when that happened. So that's been the biggest change. I think also, you know, from the period of the first 5 years that I was CEO, 2000 to 2005, we were in a period where corn prices were hovering around $2. Wasn't a lot of dynamics. Pretty depressed. We spent a lot of time that first 5 years focusing on rural economic development because we're very concerned about the shrinking population. Farmers weren't returning to young people weren't coming back to farming. And that all changed after 2005 with the Renewable Fuel Standard. And now we've had a tremendous investment in rural communities, more money going to tax base, schools, firehouses. We've had farmers be able to make enough money so they've supported their industries. We've had the farm equipment industry grow, create new innovation, the seed industry. All that it's just been like night and day to see that change. We're in a very dynamic industry now where prices are volatile, things change, and that's good because we're not relying on the government anymore. Farmers growing corn have to rely on the marketplace. They have to understand what's going on. They have to forward contract. They have to think about what they're selling. They have a lot of profit opportunities. There's risk, but a lot of profit opportunities. And to me, that's the biggest change. I think it's a much better environment that we're in than we were in when I started.
Well, all things must come to an end, I suppose. So thank you very much for your time today, and we look forward to hearing more from you before the retirement becomes official.
Thank you, Leah. It's always a pleasure to visit with you, and I look forward to, I'll be around till the end of the year. It seems like a long time, so the reality of leaving hasn't hit me yet. So.
Perfect. I don't think it's hit any of us yet either. So he's Rick Tolman, the CEO of the National Corn Growers Association, and I'm Leah Guffey. That's this edition of the Hick Chick Chat. I'm Leah Guffey, your host. Have a great week, and don't forget to follow me on Twitter and on Facebook and join in the conversation.